The last couple of weeks, God's really been stirring my heart for this congregation.
Tamin'ny nandritran'ny herinandro vitsivitsy izay dia tena noentanin'Andriamanitra ny foko amin'ity fiangonana amin'ny Malagasy.
I think we have a good thing going.
Zahako mieritreritra hoe misy zavatra tsara izay efa manomboka amin'ny koriana eto.
But I think there's much more to be obtained.
So zaho mieritreritra hoe mbola betsaka ny zavatra tokony ho azontsika.
God has an inheritance for us in the saints.
Andriamanitra dia manana anjara lova ho antsika ao amin'ny izay fikambanan'ny olo-masina izay.
That's a scripture I'm quoting to you.
Tenin'Andriamanitra izay teneniko anareo izay.
There is an inheritance which is stored in the body of Christ for you.
Misy anjara lova napetraka ao amin'ny vatan'i Kristy ho anao manokana.
In other words, you can only get it when you building your life integrally with the people of God.
Raha tenenina amin'ny fomba hafa, dia azonao izay rehefa manangana ny fiainanao manokana ianao miaraka amin'ireo olo-masin'Andriamanitra.
It doesn't come from your job.
Tsy avy amin'ny asanao izany.
Doesn't come from your home.
Tsy azonao avy any amin'ny tokantranonao any.
Doesn't come from your family.
Tsy azonao avy amin'ny ankohonanao any, fianakavianao.
It's in the saints of God that that inheritance is found.
Fa ao amin'ny olo-masin'Andriamanitra, ny fikambanan'ny olo-masin'Andriamanitra no azahoanao an'izay anjara lova izay.
I believe it's a kind of spiritual riches.
Zahako mieritreritra ary mino fa hoe arena ara-panala izy.
Because the Bible also says we have treasure in these jars of clay.
Satria ny Baiboly dia milaza amintsika hoe misy zava-tsarobidy ao amin'ity vatana na vita tamin'ny tanimanga ity. Merci Greg.
So Jesus lives inside of us.
Ka Jesosy mitoetra ao anatintsika.
But how we grow to know him
fa amin'ilay fomba fitombontsika amin'ny fahalalana azy
is inspired by one another.
Dia ny tsirairay avy no mifanosika ianao an'izay.
You come to me with the joy of the Lord.
Ianao tonga manatona ahako miaraka amin'ny fifalian'ny Tompo.
And you've got a testimony of something he's done for you.
Dia manana fijoroana vavolombelona ianao ny amin'ny zavatra nataony taminao.
And it could be in that very moment that I'm thinking nothing good is going on in my life.
Dia mety hoe amin'izay fotoana izay mihitsy no eritreretako hoe tena tsy misy zavatra tsara mihitsy mandeha amin'ny fiainako rangahy.
And I meet with you.
Dia niresaka taminao aho, niona taminao.
And I hear your testimony.
Dia naheno ny fijoroana vavolombelonao aho.
I see the joy on your face.
Dia hitako ilay fifaliana amin'ny tavanao.
And I walk away encouraged.
Dia lasa ahako rehefa nisaraka taminao teo aho dia tena hoe natsapa ny tenako nampaherezina.
There's hope.
Hoe misy fanantenana.
There's excitement again about the future.
Misy fientanentanana indray ao amin'ny ho avy.
There's faith that God is in control.
Hoe misy finoana izay fehezin'Andriamanitra.
And if I never met with you,
ary raha ohatra ka tsy niona taminao mihitsy ahako,
I wouldn't have received that treasure.
Dia mety tsy nahazo an'izay zava-tsoa izay.
You know what Jesus is doing?
Tanareo ny zavatra ataon'i Jesosy.
He doesn't waste his time.
Izy tsy mandany fotoana izany.
I don't think if you were God, you would waste time.
Zaho mieritreritra hoe raha ianao no Andriamanitra tsy handany fotoana izany ianao.
I mean, if you laugh, you laugh.
Hoe raha tena menao aho dia tena mety koa.
And when God laughs, I bet he really laughs from his belly.
Ary zaho tena zaho mieritreritra hoe raha Andriamanitra no mome dia mome avy any amin'ny kibony mihitsy izy hoe
He laughs at his enemies like that.
Me amin'ny fahavalony tahaka an'izany izy.
The Bible says he laughs at his enemies.
Baiboly dia milaza hoe izy dia mime amin'ny fahavalony. Io mehezany fahavalony.
I don't think God wastes time by making mistakes.
Zaho mieritreritra hoe Andriamanitra tsy mandany fotoana hoe nanao fahadisoana izany.
He doesn't build this and then say, oh, I made a mistake, I have to knock this wall down and build it again.
Tsy hoe nananganjavatra izy dia avy eo, tena nanao fahadisoana ahako, dia rafany ndray iny dia hoe manangana zavatra vaovao ndray.
God is aware of the end from the beginning.
Andriamanitra dia efa mahafantatra sahady ny farany hatraty amboalohany.
So as he advances, he never puts one foot wrong.
Dia amin'izy ilay mandroso iny tsy hoe mametraka ny tongony tamin'ny nanitsaka patisoana izy.
He never goes on a detour and says, oh no, I never meant to end up here.
Tsy hoe tonga izy amin'ny toerana anakiray dia tsy maintsy hiodina ako satria ke tsy nandrandraiko hoe ho tonga amin'ity toerany ity ako.
No, he is progressing deliberately, intentionally forwards towards his goal.
Fa izy dia tena mandroso ampanahiniana mihitsy makany amin'ny tanjony.
And Jesus declared this in Matthew 16. When he declared what he is doing, he asked them who people think he is. And they shared some of the speculation, some ideas. And then he asked Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus was amazed because Peter wasn't always that clever. And he said, Peter, you didn't work this out yourself. God revealed this to you. And he said, in that case, you're actually blessed. We are blessed when we see who Jesus is. You're blessed when you recognize that Jesus is the Son of God. That's revealed from heaven. That means God chose you. You were blind. You were stupid. You couldn't figure it out yourself. And then God opened your eyes and he showed you. Jesus is the Son of God. You are blessed. And on that revelation, that is the thing that brings us into relationship with Jesus. When we say, you are God, and we bow to him, and we say, we will follow you, Jesus. When we see him as the Savior and the Messiah and the King, and we put our hope in him, we become a Christian. And Jesus says, on that revelation that he is the Christ, he is going to build his church. So when we come into the church, you're not just coming into a building. Because the church isn't a building. You're coming into a people who are joined together because they have the same revelation.
And
we see Jesus as the Son of God. And he has brought us together. And that's what he's building. He's building his church. And later in the New Testament, we get lots of ideas, pictures to give us a better understanding of what the church is. It's a bride, a body, a holy temple, a priesthood, a building.
Not,
doesn't mean physical. Like the temple, but we are the living stones. It's an army. Did you know you were a soldier? Did you know you're a bride?
There's
a bride in a wedding dress wearing army boots.
You've
got to see the church as something different, something peculiar, something amazing.
Zavatra
It's a supernatural body. It's a thing that Jesus is doing. He's building it. And he says the gates of hell will not withstand the advance of his church. In other words, the devil and his territory is shrinking. He's trying his best to hold on to the last bit of control he has. And Jesus is building and building and building. Taking more and more territory. Bringing light into darkness. And we win in the end. We in the end are victorious in the kingdom of light. And I want us to have an identity as a local church. That is built around Jesus himself. So we don't do a whole lot of marketing. You know, the brand TCC. I'd love to promote it. I'd love to be famous. But that's all a distraction. That's not what we're here for. We're here to make Jesus famous. And we want to be a people who are so in love with Jesus that we market him and we promote him. But you need to know this identity. It's what Jesus is doing. He's building his church. And his kingdom advances through his people. It doesn't advance like geography. It's not by the reputation on television. It advances in people's hearts and minds. And where they take their love and passion for Jesus, they shine the light of the gospel. So I want for us to know what our church is about. We are about Jesus. We're about the gospel. We are about bringing glory to God by joining with Jesus in his mission. So I'll tell you a bit about our history. This church actually began way back in 1999. A very special family who seemed very ordinary. Gavin and Rhoda and two kids. They left Peter Maritzburg in South Africa. And they came to Antananarivo. Because their pastor, Peter Howard Brown, didn't know what else to do with Gavin. So he sent him to another country and said, go and start a church there. And they did. 1999. And after 10 years, this church had been in Androui Bay.
And
moved around a bit.
And
then had a big move to Andranomena.
And
spent quite a few years in Andranomena.
And
there were leaders raised up.
There
were deacons appointed.
There
were elders
ordained.
Some of those elders have gone on to other countries. No longer serving as an elder here, but called onward in a mission of God. So things are alive and things are growing and things are changing. But you need to know something of our history. We're not a baby anymore. We're not a new kid who just arrived. We have roots that go back almost 20 years. Anyway, Gavin did such a good job, it became too big for him to manage. He was leading a school, leading an elders team that led the church. Working full time for a secular job. And then he started to prepare his heart to hand over the church to somebody else. Because the kingdom's advancing. It's a good thing. So he handed it over to me and my family. In 2009. Things are so hard for you guys with numbers, eh?
2009.
So I came into something that I inherited that was already established. I joined a team that existed. There were other elders there. And I welcomed them. They welcomed me, and we said, right, let's get ready for the next lap around the racetrack. And don't worry, I'm not preparing you to tell you that I'm handing over to someone else.
Not yet.
But we had one of our elders who was really a strong guy.
I
could see he has a call of God to lead in his own right, in his own person. So because I didn't know what else to do with him, I sent him to Analakely. And we planted another congregation. You get this, when you don't know what to do, plant a church. And the kingdom advances. Because God is powerful. And He's faithful. And He's able to do greater things than you ever imagined. And so everything of our history is actually a testimony of God using very ordinary people. And so about 8 years ago, we came to Madagascar.
tonga teto Madagascar zay.
And I soon wanted to see more impact into the Malagasy community.
So
Gavin had vision for phase one, I have vision for phase two, maybe God has vision for phase 27.
What
I mean is there's a long way to go. So within the first year or two, we launched a Malagasy church service.
And
where I believe God wants to gather more and more Malagasy people. Get them fired up, that's you, get you fired up about his church. So that you get involved. However you can. Even if it's the first involvement is just standing there with your feet. Every Sunday, saying, I'm going to add my voice to this Taba Taba of praise. And I'm
going
to praise God with these people. So you added your feet, then you added your voice. And then after a few weeks, you gave us your smile. And we start to look forward to seeing one another. And then you see you can help afterwards or before putting out chairs or cleaning dishes, and you do that. Because Jesus is doing something and you want to get involved, you want to be part of it. He's building the church and the door is wide open for us to just come and be part of it. Remember, it's not about titles and positions and offices. It's about Jesus being made great. So the atmosphere you create here brings glory to him. And so I wanted you to know there is a history behind this church. But there's a much bigger future than our past. Because Jesus is still on his mission of building his church. So we need you to get involved in everything. In encouraging someone when you see them just now for a cup of
tea.
In listening to someone tell you their story. In taking a moment to encourage. Or washing a cup after the meeting.
So
soon we're going to put up lists. So that you become aware of what ministries this church has. There's a music team. It's growing and we need more people. Today, Harena didn't get to play. That's fantastic. Because even though he's my favorite keyboardist in Madagascar or the whole world, it's actually the whole world. But we need more guys so that he can sometimes just stand there and raise his hands and worship. And we need more guys who will help in every way. So we're going to put the lists out and you'll see who are the serving teams. And then you'll be able to see, oh, okay, there's three or four serving teams. And if you get involved, you probably only have to wash dishes once every 3 or 4 weeks. But some guys, they got a heart for serving as their gift. It's a spiritual gift listed in Romans chapter 12. And I can't stop them from serving. They serve every week. So it can be the least or the most. It's up to you. But you know what happens when you pay a price for something. You start to own it. Think about that. When you pay a price, you're investing. You start to own it. And owning things is actually nice. God gives us things to look after. And they're ours. And he entrusts us with things. But life takes on greater value when we start to invest ourselves. I pour out energy and sacrifice into my marriage. And my family. And lots of money. I've invested. I feel the benefit. I have something now. If I ignored my marriage, hardly ever spoke to my wife, always looked at other women, and spent all my money on myself, my marriage would be no blessing to me. Because you get something out when you put something in. It's like a sowing and a reaping. So in this church, I'm encouraging you to start to think of it as your church, where you're going to plant yourself and grow up in God's call, and we start to become stronger, and then we start to look further to what we can do to honor Jesus. So I'm going to read a few statements about this church. Why do we exist? We don't just exist for you to waste an hour or two on a Sunday. We exist to be a healthy local church. We exist to worship God together. We exist to honor God privately and publicly. We Jesus didn't start a religion.
Andriamanitra Jesus nanangana fomba pivavahana.
No, he started building the church.
Izy dia nanomboka hoe nanangana fiangonana.
So privately and publicly.
Ka izany hoe any amin'ny tsisipahita ianao na hitan'ny rehetrarehetra.
We honor God.
Dia manome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra isika.
We exist to give our time, our skills and our money to a kingdom mission.
Misy tsika mba hanomezana ny fotoanantsika sy ny fahaiza-manao antsika ary ny volantsika ho an'ny misiona ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
There's your investment.
Eo zao ho an'ny afaka manao petraka ianao na manao investissement.
Time, talent and treasure.
Fotoana, talenta sy zava-tsoa.
We exist to enjoy friendships with relational integrity.
Misika mba hifankafihan' izay fifandraisana ny fihinamanana izay a sy isin'ny fifandraisana misy fangaraharana na fahintsiana.
In this church we speak the truth in love.
Amin'ity fiangonana ity a dia miteny fahamarinana ampitiavantsika.
We exist to help families become healthy.
Misika mba hahatonga ny ankohonana na ny fianakaviana ho fianakaviana salama tsara.
To build our lives on biblical patterns.
Hoe hanangana ny fiainantsika amina lalamasaka ara-baiboly.
Not just society's traditions.
Fa tsy hoe fombafomba ny fiarahamonina fotsiny.
We exist to raise a generation who live upright and God glorifying lives.
Misika mba hanangana taranaka izay miaina araka ny tokony ho izy amin'ny pahitsiana sy manome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra ny fiainana.
Our lives should bring God glory.
Ny fiainantsika dia tokony hitondra voninahitra ao an'Andriamanitra.
Sometimes we blow it.
Indray tsika tena ohatra hoe manakorotana be mihitsy.
But the goal is still the same. We want to bring God glory with our lives.
Fa mitovy foana ny tanjona anatin'izay rehetrarehetra hoe te hitondra voninahitra ao an'Andriamanitra ao amin'ny fiainantsikatsika.
We exist to demonstrate the love of Jesus to this world around us.
Misika mba hanehoana ny fitiavan'i Jesosy amin'ilay tontolo manodidina antsika.
You can't demonstrate his love if you don't love him.
Tsy afaka maneho ny fitiavana ianao raha tsy tia azy.
So let's grow our love for Jesus.
Tendao apitombo ny fitiavantsika an'i Jesosy isika.
And we exist to love one another.
Ary misy ihany koa isika mba hifankatia.
That's a command from Jesus.
Zany dia tena didy avy amin'i Jesosy.
Love one another.
Mifankatiava.
When you come into this church,
rehefa tonga eto amin'ity fiangonana ity ianao,
you should feel loved.
Tokony atsapa ianao hoe atsapa tena hoe misy tia ianao.
Because you are loved.
Satria tena tiana tokoa ianao.
You are loved by Jesus and you are loved by the saints.
Tian'i Jesosy ianao ary tian'ny olona masina ihany koa.
And we must express that love to one another.
Dia tokony hifanehoana izay fitiavana izay tsika isika samitsika.
Some of you guys,
ny sasany amintsika zareo a,
have blessed me.
Efa tena nitahy ianao mihitsy.
I never had an expectation.
Tsy nisy fiandrandrana, tsy nisy findrandrana mihitsy tao amiko.
Occasionally we get a box of chocolates.
Indraindray izahay mahazo boatina chocolat.
But it really touches my heart.
Fa tena nikasika ny foko mihitsy izay.
Now don't do that just for the pastor.
Aza manao an'izay ho an'ny pastera fotsiny.
Do something for one another.
Mifanaovana izay.
Even if it's just how you say hello.
Na dia amin'ny fomba fitenenana hoe manahoana tompoko.
Let's be a blessing to one another.
Dao fomba hoe ho fitahina ho an'ny hafa ianao.
We exist to help people find their place in the body of Christ.
Misika mba hanampy ny olona ahita ny toerana eo amin'ny vatan'i Kristy.
And we exist to help people bring their gifts to the body of Christ.
Dia misy ihany koa tsika mba hanampy ny olona hitondra ny fanomezam-pasoavany a amin'ny fiangonan'i Kristy, mivatan'i Kristy.
To build one another up.
Hoe tena hifanangana.
To serve others.
Hifanompo ary hanompo hafa, ny hafa.
To fulfill the Great Commission.
Ary hanatanteraka ilay hiraka lehibe.
To preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hitory ny filazantsaran' Jesosy Kristy atsika.
To raise up the priesthood of all believers.
Ary hanangana ilay hoe fisoronan'ny olona masina rehetra.
To plant more churches.
Hanangana fiangonana bebe kokoa.
To strengthen and equip other churches.
Hampahatanjaka sy hamatsy ny fiangonana hafa izay efa misy.
To raise the level of doctrine in Madagascar.
Hanangana ny ny ahavon'ny doktrina na ny fotom-pampianarana eto Madagasikara.
To raise the level of creative and musical worship in this nation.
Hanangana ny ahavon'ny fahariana amin'ny resaka ara-mozikaly amin'ny fideranan'Andriamanitra eto Madagasikara.
There's no limit. That list isn't even finished. There's no limit to the size of the inheritance God has for us. God said to Joshua, everywhere your foot shall tread, I will give to you. There is no limit. So as much as we want, we have to take a hold of by faith. And we're going to adjust this church service
and
we're going to buy ourselves a little more space time-wise to do a little more ministry. To have the opportunity to strengthen ourselves. To be able to take hold of the inheritance that brings Jesus all the glory he deserves. What am I asking from you? Just get fired up. Just say yes, Lord, to these thoughts. There are more people who are not in this room who need to be blessed. There are more people God wants to bring across the path of your life, and he wants you to bless them. And he's going to do it. A great and glorious thing. With the 5 loaves and the 2 fish that we are. We are not great and glorious. But God is going to do something great and glorious. Let's opt in. Let's choose to be part of that. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for the word that shows us you are building your church. And you are not wasting your time. You're not involved in some tiny little unimpressive project. You're involved in a very great work. Lord, I pray for every one of us that today we would decide to join into that work with you. I feel like I should call for a response. You can keep your eyes closed. But if you want to say to God, I want to be part of the very great work that you are doing, then raise your hand as a statement of faith to say, God, I want to be part of what you are doing. Maybe you don't even know what you can offer. But just say, here am I, Lord. Here we are, Lord. You see every hand that's raised, Lord. Every volunteer. Every one of us saying we want to be part of what you're doing, Lord. Use us, Lord. In our lives. Bring glory to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.